Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's Jabba here and lovely to have your company. I'm not sure how you feel about fashion, but it's definitely not in my top 100 interests. So I was more than a little surprised how much I loved Cruella, streaming now on Disney Plus. And it was a privilege to chat with director Craig Gillespie and be able to congratulate him for making such a wickedly fun flick.
Craig, congratulations on such a wickedly fun movie.
Thank you. It's nice to be talking to Australia.
Do you still consider yourself an Aussie, and do your cast and crew know that you're from down under?
Yeah, well, finally, you know, there's a lot of Aussies on this thing. You probably realize, right? We've got Tony McNamara, who is Australian. We've got Fiona Crombie, our production designer. She's Australian. So it felt like a little slice of home there with all of that. And I do absolutely, oddly, I mean, I think you, like, where you grow up is like who you are. You know, that's your DNA. And I was there till I was 19, and I think it informs a lot of my humor. For sure. For better or worse.
it's a sense of humor that is unique to this part of the world, but I think it comes through in your films. There's an obvious parallel between Lars and Estella in Kids Who Feel Responsible for the Loss of a Parent. For you, what connects the dots between your best-known films, Lars, Tonya, and now Cruella?
It's a strange thing. I haven't done the therapy on it yet, but I do tend to be very much attracted to the outsider, the misfits, the people that are trying to get along in society and having trouble. So that seems to be a calling card that I'm starting to have with my characters. But I think it's always interesting to analyze that and just see them as human beings and be able to empathize rather than judge. And that's a journey that I've been going on, I would think, with my work.
It's a wonderful balancing act in Cruella to deliver kind of eye-popping, wickedly fun comedy crime caper, but also give us these kind of big emotional beats. I think you've done a brilliant job there. And you're obviously well-recognised for drawing incredible performances from your cast, obviously with Margot and Alison, award-winning and award-nominated. You know, what's your secret to eliciting award-winning performances from your cast? And did you have the same approach with the two Emmas and the rest of your Cruella gang?
The nice thing about this, it's like, and coming off of Itania, which I sort of really leaned into like my instincts more. I got offered this from Disney, and I've had a couple of movies with them in the past, but I was like, all right, they're giving me this off of Itania. That's what they're going to get. In a sense, it was sort of the Disney version of that. And I was waiting for somebody to, you know, but I think that's what they wanted. It's like they this punk version. And so I brought my DP from Itania, Nicholas Katz-Quintanis, and Fiona, who come off The Favourite, and Tony, who just written The Favourite. It wasn't exactly what you would think of as a Disney film, but I just wanted to go for it. And in terms of the characters, I'm always looking for the human moments, like even in the most absurd situations or the funniest moments. I'm looking for like what makes it more complicated, like what makes it feel grounded. And I'm never going necessarily, I never want to go for the joke over the emotion in the scene. And sometimes the capturing that emotion is what's going to make it funny, like particularly with Paul Waldhauser. He's like such a complex sense of humor to what he does. So, and then giving them the freedom to play. Like it's just making them feel safe that they can try stuff and swing for the fences a little bit, you know? And know that I've got their back.
You put them out there and they deliver. I can't wait to rewatch the film. I'm not a fan of fashion at all. I prefer to use clothes to, you know, hide my body. And Jenny's work on the film is phenomenal. Like there's clearly an Oscar nomination, maybe a win here. How important is fashion to, you know, the whole Cruella kind of story to the film?
We're dealing with two fashion icons in this film, so there was no way to get away from it. I had to like really educate myself on fashion dive deep. And it was like sort of the most stressful part of the show, oddly for me. Jenny was amazing. And the enormity of what she had to do is just staggering. You know, we've got like four or five galas with 400 or 500 people, all in full costume, Marie Antoinette or black and white balls or Viking galas. But then that was that, which is sort of like her pedigree. And she's been doing it for decades and she's got that. But then we had to create fashion lines for Cruella and the Baroness. And that was surprisingly stressful because I felt like if the audience is watching this and then we're showing what's supposed to be this iconic fashion in the movie and it's not, I feel like we'd lose the audience. You get snickers or people rolling their eyes. And so that was a very stress, and it's a very finite amount of the film, but the amount of energy we put into figuring out those outfits and what that should be and the deconstructing of like Cruella's style. And we actually ended up pushing that fashion show to the last week of the production just to have time for Jenny to get it all worked out. And she
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's phenomenal. I have to wrap, but I do want to know the early responses are in. It looks like it's going to be a smash. Fantastic film. How does it feel to be part of history with Cruella being one of these first big blockbuster films to come back on the big screen in the COVID era?
I'm so grateful that we got to make something that was so enjoyable and feels very true to who I am and you know, I really get to see the cast shine in it. And I'm just kind of thrilled that people are connecting with it because, again, I tried to do something that was oddly personal as much as it can be for a Cruella Disney film, but I stuck to my instincts, you know? So it's very gratifying.
Congratulations, Craig. We can't wait to see what you do next and you're always welcome at home here in Australia. Good on you, mate.
Thank you, buddy. See you.
Thanks a lot. See you later.
Bye.
Don't miss Cruella, streaming now on Disney Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.